What the bleep happened here? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside.
Ew.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
The more you listen, the less you won't.
Earwigs, ew.
Makes me want to puke.
Looks like baby vomit.
I like rape.
Running out of time with that Chris Hansen tape just comes in handy before the vocal.
Perfect.
Here once again is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Well, more than Iran, we certainly have more gay TV characters, but not as many as last year or the year before.
Really?
Yeah, really. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation counted.
We're making progress, Robbie.
That's right.
All of our letter writing.
Cleaning up the airwaves.
All those stamps.
Took a lot of letter writing.
How else do you think Will and Grace finally got off the air?
Mm-hmm. That's part of the problem, I think, here, at least as far as GLAAD is concerned. They counted 10 gay characters on the networks as the new fall season began in 2005. That was 10 2 years ago. Last year, it dropped to nine. This year, it's dropped to 7. ABC has the most gay characters on network television. Hello, Ugly Betty. Cable, meanwhile, is all kinds of gay. Cable now has...
Are there gays on Ugly Betty?
A couple, yeah.
Is Betty gay?
No.
Just ugly?
Yeah, I guess so.
If she was ugly and gay, you might get a few more listeners.
Ugly gay Betty.
Maybe so.
How about this? CSI Fire Island.
Like that?
All right.
That would be good.
It's a show that's time has come.
Right.
7 characters this year on network television. Cable has about 40 gay characters. And by the way, yes, as Don and Mike mentioned just a moment ago, Friday's internet rumor about the actresses who played Jan and Marsha on the Brady Bunch experimenting with the love that dare not speak its name.
What about the vagina?
Not true.
Oh, boo.
It was supposedly going to be in an upcoming book from Maureen McCormick, but the publisher now says it isn't.
Oh, I'm aroused and confused.
Rightly so. The publisher says there are a lot of other revelations in the book.
Mm. Oh, please, shut up. There'd be nothing as great as Marsha and Eve Plum.
I bet there's something about Florence in there.
I'll bet you're right.
Now that we've gotten rid of Will and Grace, we can set our sights on our next target.
Just
Bob Schieffer.
Yeah, you've been out to get him for a long time.
Right, that old queen Bob Schieffer.
Sure, right.
When he comes out to do the news in his kimono, I hate it.
Rosie O'Donnell won't be out promoting her new book. Her new tell-all celebrity detox will have to sell itself. The first place Rosie won't be appearing to promote her new book is Good Morning America.
Thank you!
Rosie's canceled her interview with Diane Sawyer and apparently every other interview on the scheduled tour.
Oh, good. Give Diane Sawyer time to get 5 more minutes of sleep so she won't have quite the anus eyes that she has every morning on TV.
And publishers just love that when they get behind a book, somebody writes a book, they give the nice big fat advance on it, and then the person that wrote it decides that there's too much stuff in there that's embarrassing, so they don't want to go out and promote it.
And have you checked out Rosie's blog where she writes about how she's not going to go on Oprah or The View or any of these other shows?
Too personal, the book was. Come on. Give me a... Yeah, that's why you wrote a book, because it's too personal.
Too personal.
Rosie writes her blog the way that people write text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is lowercase, and it's like, R-U, it's the letter R, and the letter U, trying, T-R-I-N-G, number 2, G-I-T-T-O-me. Are you trying to get to me?
Right.
Too painful. Number 2, painful. Must now go EET.
Right. FATPIG. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
367 pounds.
The View, meanwhile, is better off without Rosie. For all the ratings Rosie brought to the show, Whoopi Goldberg has brought better. The show's ratings are up 16% over this time last year. And now The View is running on its magic number of 5 co-hosts for the first time in well over a year.
They're going to lose big baby boobs, though, pretty soon.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to see
Mommy boobies.
Please replace her with a hottie. Please replace her with a hottie. Please. Replace her with a hottie that's right wing and can just boot her off of that show.
You won't happen.
It's not going to happen.
She's become a star. Elizabeth Hasselbeck has become a goddamn star.
Yep. God.
Facebook's now under investigation over its lack of safety measures.
Hello, sir.
The New York Attorney General subpoenaed the company after it failed to answer the many complaints by investigators who were solicited for sex while posing as teens on that site.
We had a GM that I used to work with. You know what his name was?
What?
Face. because he had the largest face, and that was the running joke about the guy. And he drove this little Fiat around when he'd come, and he owned like a couple of radio stations, and they called it. And no, his first name was Ernie, but his name was Face, and it was. I swear to God, I've never seen. He looked like the man on the moon. It was. You know the moon.
Yeah.
He looked like. What was that old character that they used to have from McDonald's? Tonight. Mac Tonight.
Right.
He was Face. Oh. It was great.
Well, in this case with Facebook, the investigators pretended to be 12, 13, and 14 years of age. They say they were contacted by horny guys immediately. They also found pages with hardcore porn. Officials wrote Facebook about this. Facebook didn't answer. Facebook now says it takes the complaints very seriously and says it's constantly working to improve safety and privacy.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
We're not sure how this
is. That's a great one.
Are you straight, bi, or gay?
Go back to the other one. That other one really belongs in that machine. It's got to live there. Can you find it again?
It'll be there in a sec.
Okay.
Got all of them in here.
Lube, horny, ass, sex, undress, Chewbacca.
Chainsaw.
These are all alphabetical in our computer sound effect machine.
This is all Chris Hansen?
Yeah. Well, Rob has it under CH.
Those are all the CHs.
Now he's saying nice ass.
There it is.
Here it is.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
That one deserves a regular number.
A toilet.
We're not sure how all this scandal about Facebook will affect the bidding for the popular website. Both Google and Microsoft want to buy it. Microsoft appears to have the lead. May the best faceless corporation win.
Hey, Buzz, give me a second here.
Sure.
We'll do a shuffle real fast all on this machine. Just shuffle through all of these tapes. I'll just play them. Go ahead. Do it.
Are you straight, bi, or gay?
Okay. Next one.
I'm horny.
Just give me the next one.
We're about to have two men at the same time.
As they come up in order. Go ahead.
Coming up next, it looks like a potential predator party.
All right, then the next one.
Too bad you're not older.
Next one.
These are not, those are not.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. So you ever been with an old guy before?
Just whatever these tapes are in.
Did you bring condoms with you tonight? I can't control my horny level.
I will have to get some lubricant, too.
I think you probably have a very nice ass as well. Damn, you're very sexy.
I will undress you, and you will undress me, okay?
Check yourself before you wreck yourself!
There's Chewbacca! Nice end.
See, because it goes from C-H-I.
Right.
Actually, were you going backwards?
No, it just goes, I just put in C-H, so it gives us all the C-H's. And
well, actually, alphabetically, Chewbacca should be before
Chris Hansen.
But it's numerical. It scrolls through the cuts.
What? This kind of goes against your entire filing system.
Tell me about it. Think I don't hate it?
It's driving him crazy.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
Finally, they were...
That's Chewbacca. Rob's got him listed before Chris Hansen. I don't understand the filing system.
He doesn't either. It's driving him crazy. Finally, they were relieved in Australia when cricket champion Shane Warne and his wife finally got back together.
Charlie and Harrigan!
Shane's womanizing days were over, and he'd now focus on his wife and his family and his career as the world record holder for having the most wickets. No more wild parties for Shane, no more sex and drug scandals, no more mistresses, and then Shane's wife got a text message that read, "Hey, beautiful, I'm just talking to my kids. The back door is open." And then Shane got a text that read, "You loser. You sent the message to the wrong person."
Uh-oh.
Shane's getting divorced.
Oh, Shane and his wickets.
I am Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
no!
Oh, yeah. We got to go. I got to fix my iPod.
I got to go home and play with a vibrator.
Oh, yeah, we'll hear about that tomorrow.
Yeah, I kind of made a date for it already.
Oh, good.
Did you really?
Yeah, I hate that lack of spontaneity, but you got to do what you got to do.
Don't have a big meal before you screw.
No, absolutely
no trail mix.
I can watch Peter North on mine.
Hey! Oh.
Peter North.
Wow.
Good day to you, sir.
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 And
tomorrow, let's just listen to my iPod.
Oh, good idea.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.